Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, March the 23rd, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have continued to instruct us concerning where we stand today. We look around us and we see clearly that your coming is near, and we ask that you would continue to prepare us for the time to come so that we might stand with strength and endurance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'd like to share with you two articles. The first one is from the New York Times. It deals with the coronavirus disease that is filling the entire world. But this particular article in the New York Times was published on March the 16th, 2020. The writers of the article, Jason Horowitz and Emma Bobola. That last Bobola is B-U-B-O-L-A. Jason Horowitz is H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z. The title of the article is Italy's Coronavirus Victims Face Death Alone with Funerals Postponed. The title again, Italy's Coronavirus Victims Face Death Alone with Funerals Postponed. And the subtext of that says, as morgues are inundated, coffins pile up and mourners grieve in isolation. This is the bitterest part. The article, as I said before, is found in the New York Times, published on March the 16th, 2020. Here's the article. At around midnight on Wednesday, Renzo Carlo Testa, 85 years old, died from the coronavirus in a hospital in the northern Italian town of Bergamo. 5 days later, his body was still sitting in a coffin, one of scores lined head to toe in the church of the local cemetery, which is itself closed to the public. His wife of 50 years, Franca Stefanelli, would like to give him a proper funeral, but traditional funeral services are illegal throughout Italy now, part of the national restrictions against gatherings and going out that have been put in place to try to stem the spread of Europe's worst outbreak of the coronavirus. In any case, she and her sons could not attend anyway because they are themselves sick and in quarantine. It is a strange thing, Miss Stefanelli, 70 years old, said, struggling to explain what she was going through. It's not anger, it's impotence in the face of this virus. The coronavirus epidemic raging through Italy has already left streets empty and shops shuttered at 60 million Italians are essentially under house arrest. There are the exhausted doctors and nurses toiling day and night to keep people alive. There are children hanging drawings of rainbows from their windows and families singing from their balconies. But the ultimate metric of pandemic and plagues is the bodies they leave behind. In Italy, with the oldest population in Europe, the toll has been very heavy, with more than 2,100 deaths, the most outside of China. On Monday alone, more than 300 people died. And the bodies are piling up in the northern region of Lombardy, especially in the province of Bergamo, with 3,760 total cases reported on Monday, an increase of 344 cases from the day before. According to officials, it is at the center of the outbreak. Hospital morgues there are inundated. Bergamo's mayor, Giorgio Gori, issued an ordinance that closed the local cemetery this week for the first time since World War II, though he guaranteed that its mortuary will still accept coffins. Many of them had been sent to the Church of All Saints at Bergamo, located in the closed cemetery, where scores of waxed wooden coffins form a macabre line for cremations. Unfortunately, we don't know where to put them, says Brother Marco Bergambarelli, one of the priests of the church. He said that with hundreds dying each day and with their body taking more than an hour to cremate, there was an awful backlog. It takes time, and the dead are many. An emergency national law issued last week banned civil and religious ceremonies, including funerals, to prevent the spread of the virus. Officials have allowed priests to say a prayer at burials attended by just a few of the bereaved. In his brief prayers to family members, who often wore masks, Brother Marco said that he tried to give consolation and hope and urge people to be close, if permitted, to those who were alone. This tragedy reminds us to love life, he said. In the nearby village of Zogno, the local priest has decided to ring the death knell just once a day, to keep from ringing it all day long. In another town, the Reverend Perugugi Leva said believers were taking the absence of funerals especially hard. Family members are spirited away and, because of the danger of contagion, often die in the hospital isolation without any family or friends around. Local associations in the northern city of Brescia have started collecting donations of tablets, devices to give to hospitals so that the coronavirus patients can stay in touch or say goodbye to their families back home. Mr. Tessa's death notice appeared on Friday in the local paper. The paper usually has a single page of death notices. On Friday, there were 10 pages and the rest was dedicated to the virus devastating Bergamo. For us, it's a trauma, an emotional trauma, said Alberto Serostoli, who edits the paper. These are people who die alone and who are buried alone. They didn't have someone hold their hand, and the funerals have to be tiny with a quick prayer from the priest. Many of the close relatives are in quarantine. Giorgio Valtoldi, the mayor of nearby Sini, died last Friday. He was 70. His son, Alessandro, said that 90 people died. The same day in Bergamo's main hospital. The virus is massacring this valley. Every family is losing someone dear to them, he said. In Bergamo, so many bodies are piling up, they don't know what to do with them. In Fobbio, a small village outside Bergamo, an ambulance came to collect Lucy Carrara's father, 86, on Saturday. On Sunday, another one came for his mother, 82. Mr. Carrara, 52, couldn't visit them in hospital and stayed home in quarantine, where he has begun showing symptoms of the virus himself. On Tuesday, his parents died. Their bodies are held in the hospital morgue, awaiting cremation. I'm sorry that they are still there, he said, still alone. Luca De Palma, 49, said his father, Victorio, 79, died on Wednesday night, and that the funeral home he called told him that they had no space for the body. Instead, they delivered to the house a coffin, some candles, a cross, and a mortuary refrigerator so that they could lay their father out in the living room. He said nobody came to pay respects, out of fear of contagion, though his father had died before he could be confirmed as a coronavirus case and doctors had refused to perform a post-mortem swab test. On Saturday, Mr. De Palma followed a hearse carrying his father's body to a cemetery in Bergamo, where a caretaker let them in and locked the gates behind. A priest arrived to offer a brief prayer over the hearse, its trunk lifted. Mr. De Palma said his father wanted to be cremated, but the wait was long. Painful, he said. In a country where many learn in school about the dreaded Monati, who, preceded by the ringing of a little bell, retrieved corpses on carts during the 17th century Miguel plague, the amassing of dead bodies seems out of another time. Alessandro Bossi, secretary of the National Federation of Funeral Homes, said that the virus had also caught the mortuary industry by surprise, with those who handle the dead not having sufficient masks or gloves. While health authorities say they do not believe that the virus can be transmitted posthumously, Mr. Bossi said that a corpse's lungs often release air when being moved. We have to consider them in the way we would treat infectious individuals and take the same care, he said. If we're not the ones taking away the dead, he said, then they'll have to call in the army. In some parts of southern Italy, where Roman Catholic traditions are particularly strong, the funeral rite has been too important for some to let go. In the Sicilian town, the local authorities said they had cited 48 mourners last week for taking part in a funeral procession in defiance of national restrictions. The mourners risked 3 months of jail. Reverend Argento, 59, a priest there, said, "Funerals are part of our anthropology." He said he understood the impulse of the mourners to congregate, but thought it was necessary to suspend the funerals. Normally, 600 to 1,000 people might attend. In Sicily, the death of our loved ones is a very strong moment and a very important one in our social life, he added. All of Italian social life has been transformed by the virus, most acutely in Lombardy. Giacomo Grasselli, who is coordinating the intensive care unit responsible for the Lombardy hospitals, attributed the high number of deaths in part to the advanced age of Italian population. The average age of death, he pointed out, was about 80. He said that medical workers were more frequently forced to decide whether or not to take invasive measures to assist the breathing of the very old and sick, but that for now every patient had received care. But this will not last forever, he warned, adding that the capacity to extend care to everyone depended on whether the containment measures worked. He said he took encouragement from the steep drop in new infections in the original quarantine towns and regions. It is the only way to survive this. Costantino Persatori, the mayor of Castiglione, one of most formerly quarantined towns, said that 47 people had died there since February 21st, compared with about 50 in all of 2019. He said that despite some of the residents having received the diagnosis of pneumonia, hospital officials sent them home without testing them for coronavirus. In Bergamo last week, when an ambulance arrived at Mr. Stefanelli's apartment for her husband, both were in bed with fevers. Three nurses entered and took Mr. Testa to the hospital and left her. That was the last time she saw him. 4 days later, he was dead. She said that he hoped his body could be kept in the Bergamo church until she and her children were released from quarantine and able to attend the funeral. She said she thought of her husband being buried without her there, or having to choose who could go was just unbearable. How can you choose among family members? The children shouldn't be there. The wife shouldn't be there, she said. This is the bitterest part. What a sad story. That is the article found in the New York Times, published March the 16th, 2020. Italy's coronavirus victims face death alone with funerals postponed. I don't think I need to say much more than what the article has already said. So let me share a second article with you found in the Washington Post, published March the 12th, 2020. Written by Antonio Farzan, F-A-R-Z-A-N. The title of that article is, "Italy Has Abandoned Us. People are being trapped at home with their loved ones' bodies amid coronavirus lockdown." Here's that article. When his sister died after contracting the novel coronavirus, Luca Franzis thought that things couldn't get much worse. Then, for more than 36 hours, the Italian actor and mixed martial arts trainer was trapped at home with Teresa Franzi's decaying body, unable to find a funeral home that would bury her. "I have my sister in bed, dead. I don't know what to do," Franzi said in a Facebook video over the weekend, pleading for help. "I cannot give her the honor she deserves because the institutions have abandoned me. I contacted everyone, but nobody was able to give me an answer." In Italy, which has the second highest number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the world, 827 deaths have been attributed to COVID-19. The government has taken extraordinary measures to contain the pandemic, restricting the movements of nearly 16 million people as the entire country has gone on lockdown. But attempts to slow the spread of the disease have led to unintended consequences, including several instances where funeral homes reportedly refused to collect the bodies of those infected with the virus. According to Al Jazeera, Teresa Franziz, who is 47 years old, suffered from epilepsy, but was healthy up until last week when she began showing symptoms of the coronavirus. She died on Saturday evening in her Naples home. In a video that was posted on Facebook the following afternoon, Luca Franziz said her sister had been tested for the virus only after her death. The results came back positive, and he and several other relatives were placed under quarantine. That left a dilemma. What to do with Teresa's body? After various authorities failed to come up with an answer, Francis said the city of Naples finally referred him to a funeral home, but the funeral home refused, telling him it wasn't equipped to deal with the situation. It was the first case in Italy in which a person with the virus dies at home, so there was some confusion as to what to do. On Sunday evening, Francis posted an emotional appeal to his followers on Facebook, urging them to take the virus seriously as he stood in the same room where his sister lay dead in the background. "We are ruined," he said. "Italy has abandoned us." The video, which has been viewed about 9.5 million times by Thursday, got the attention that Francis was seeking. On Monday morning, a local funeral home finally agreed to take Teresa's body, sending a crew outfitted in masks, goggles, and hazmat suits to collect her corpse. No family members were able to attend the funeral. Pascal Pernice, one of the workers at the funeral home, told Al Jazeera the experience had been surreal. Effie Campania, the association represented funeral home directors in the area, told local reporters that the delay in collecting Teresa's body was due to administrative hurdles, not any reluctance on their part. "Our heartfelt and sincere condolences to the Francis family," the group said in a statement. But the same situation appears to have played out elsewhere. The Agencia News Agency reported Wednesday that prosecutors in the province of Savona were opening a probe into an incident where funeral homes refused to transport the body of an elderly woman who died on February the 29th after contracting coronavirus. Yet another disturbing scenario played out this week when a woman was quarantined alongside the body of her dead husband, Giancarlo Comnenghi. The mayor of Borghetto, Santo Spirito, in northern Italy, told CNN that the man died at 2 a.m. Monday, but that nobody would be allowed to remove his body until Wednesday morning. "Unfortunately, we have a security protocol we must follow." The man, who has not been publicly identified, tested positive for coronavirus before he died, but refused to be taken to the hospital. After he passed away, quarantine measures prevented anyone from entering the house and collecting his body. The decision prompted an uproar, with neighbors telling television news that it was painful to know that the grieving widow was alone with her deceased husband's body. The woman had been standing on her balcony and crying for help, they said, and the man's relatives were desperately pleading for someone to interfere. "We are treated worse than garbage," one of the man's family members told the television station. After telling CNN on Tuesday that there was nothing they could do, authorities removed the man's body that same morning. The television station reported officials had been waiting for further testing to be completed, but given the circumstances, officials agreed that the corpse should be transferred to a morgue instead. I have to tell you, I have not the slightest idea what I should say here. I think these two articles speak for themselves. Just imagine those families and what they're going through. Horrible situation. You and I need to understand that there are those in this world today who are going through similar circumstances. The question is, do we understand the horror that so many are seeing and experiencing? We must turn to our Lord and Savior and ask Him for guidance and ask Him for strength and ask Him for protection. We have been informed that terrible things will happen in the last days, and we are heading into those days. Today, why not turn away from the times that you have wasted and the opportunities that you have overlooked? turn away from the sin that you have practiced and the bad habits that you have absorbed into your being and ask God to forgive you and give you the character of Christ so that you might be prepared. Yes, that you might be prepared for the time to come. Why not do that right now? Today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to guide, that you continue to inform, that you continue to warn. And we ask, Lord, that you would give us the strength that is necessary, that we might turn from our wicked ways and follow you according to your dictate. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, March the 23rd, 2020.